This is CliffCentral.com.
I have a big company with many sites across Africa, each needing a hefty investment in hardware and software. And it's such a waste. So many resources are unused for most of the month.
You need MTN Business Cloud, powered by Microsoft technology. Our scalable solution enables you to manage your infrastructure, which allows you to buy exactly what you need. With a footprint covering over 23 countries, isn't it time you found out about the cloud solution built to build African businesses? Welcome to the new world of business.
Talking Tech with the techie guy, Leon Segev, on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Talking Tech on CliffCentral.com. There it is, brought to you by MTN Business. What do we need just about more than anything in today's digital world is protecting your data. Well, MTN Business has the solution. Something that can look after your bottom line, grow your top line, and safeguard your data. That's MTN Business Cloud. MTN Business Cloud has been created to build African businesses and is powered by the world's leading cloud solutions from Microsoft. Big and small businesses can benefit from this true hybrid cloud solution, leveraging MTN's global network. For more information, email sales at mtnbusiness.co.za or visit mtnbusiness.co.za. That's sales at mtnbusiness.co.za. Go directly to the website, mtnbusiness.co.za. Welcome to the new world of business.
Ooh, what does this button do?
Please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it
is. Talking Tech with the techie guy, Leon Segev, on CliffCentral.com.
Okay, what a week full of lots and lots of tech. Claire, we've got Claire in studio, who's going to be helping us out here. Claire, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. Was this a fun-filled weekend of note, right?
Totally.
There has been so much going
lots
on.
Lots to watch.
Things are happening all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite five for this weekend has got to be the legendary SABC News tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
What happened?
This was incredible.
Tell us.
So, there was a lovely headline, a legitimate headline that came out from News 24 that says, our president is spending 4 billion rand on a VIP jet for Zuma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our country is doing so well that we can afford to throw away 4 billion on a new plane,
totally.
Right? Okay. So, we all saw this thing and went, what's going on? What's happening? But SABC News took it one step further. And they tweeted saying, 4 billion VIP jet for Zuma, with a link to the headline via News 24. What the fuck? Yeah, so they actually didn't kind of hold back. They didn't kind of say, whoopsie, what the hell, what the heck.
Oopsie.
Yeah, so they pretty much kind of said, I think, what we were all thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The official story from SABC is that it's somebody who didn't have access to the account, who shouldn't have done it in the first place, blah, 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 blah. What do you think of this?
Didn't have access to the account?
I'm not sure what even that means.
Also, should somebody who's working for government be writing things like that?
Well, I don't know. See, so here's the whole story. So to me, so I put up a little quick little poll on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I love Twitter little poll facility. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you think,
like people? Poll?
No, not that poll. No.
Okay.
Those you got to pay for.
People.
There we go.
The polls.
The Polish people are very nice too. Okay, just putting it out there. Basically, I put out a little message just saying, hey guys, what do you think about the SABC tweet? Option one, they shouldn't have tweeted that. Option two, we thought it too. So,
what were the results then?
Today, well, at the moment, there's 22 hours left of the poll because I only did it this morning.
Right.
So 87% said we thought it too.
Okay.
Only 13% they said he shouldn't have tweeted that.
Well,
or he or she.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It.
It shouldn't have been tweeted.
It shouldn't have been tweeted in the first place.
Exactly.
See, but to me, this is everything that is wrong with this country.
Mm.
So here's what happens. Our dear president is still going to get his 4 billion plane.
Totally.
Let's be clear. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is not going to change one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some poor intern, okay, who's basically said exactly what we were all thinking. Maybe he used the wrong syllables,
mm-hmm.
okay, granted. Mm-hmm. But he was saying what we were all thinking.
Exactly. Okay?
But he's going to get fired.
Totally.
Okay.
Lose his job. No 4 billion plane for him.
No. He's not getting nothing, man. But check this out. That's basically what's happening.
Well, the thing is, I think, you know, a lot of companies put people, juniors, in charge that don't have control over their, you know.
It's social media training, right?
Oh,
Okay.
But the problem is you can't necessarily always run an account off of the same phone. You need to be, you know,
and I think a lot really of stuff
specialized, ups, really.
I think a lot of stuff ups in the past has boiled down to that the community manager, someone who's in charge of the account, has got a one phone and they have two accounts. They've got their personal one and they've got the business one.
Totally.
And by mistake, they tend to play with the personal one and then they go, oh, let me just tweet it out to my following.
And it doesn't matter how quickly you delete that. Somebody screenshotted and it's out there.
Because they know it's kind of deleted, the first thing you do is you screenshot these things.
Yep.
Okay, so that's pretty much
so the responsibility for that, I think, is, you know, you need to be very careful who you put in charge of these things.
Look, I think we spoke about it last week as well, where a company like in the States, Best Buys, they created something called the TWELP Force, which they armed every one of their employees with a Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if anybody posts any questions online to do with anything to do with tech, or you answer it.
Okay.
But you do not push them to our store.
Okay.
So you want to know what's the latest, what's the difference in an LCD versus HD? Somebody will answer you.
Okay. Okay?
But doesn't say at the end, come to Best Buy to buy it.
Right.
By association, you go, well, clearly they're the experts. Let me go in and buy. Very clever. But they had serious training. Okay. They didn't let them loose with an account and said, you guys just go big.
So what do we learn from this? Twitter's not a joke?
Twitter is, you're accountable.
Yes.
Number one. You are completely accountable what's going on. The fact that your disclaimer says, tweets are my own and not my company.
Imagine.
Do you know? Whoopsie. My bad. All right. So it's that. Mm-mm. Number one. Number two. The amount of hits that they must have received to that article have been through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
So is there such thing as bad publicity? No, not sure in today's kind of like hectic instant gratification world. If it was just that article, we would have made a big deal about it because it's shocking. I mean, the fact that we're spending that kind of money when people don't have schools and food. But it wouldn't have made such a thing.
No.
The fact that it's come up with this, I'm surprised nobody started a hashtag. I think I'm going to start one. I stand with SABC. Come on, we've got to do it. Or hashtags Zuma plane must fall or not fly.
Or WTF SABC.
Yeah, there we go. Viva. You know, let's get into the meat, people.
Gosh.
But I think it's people, this excuse of SABC, you know, to say someone who wasn't authorized to use it. I'm not sure I'm buying that. No. And I think a lot
there's
of people,
genuine concern in that. Fine. You know?
But then say that.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys. Well, so sorry about the profanity. Don't know how it happened. We're looking into it.
Mm. Okay. But do you think the profanity is the problem here, or the fact that somebody at the SABC has the same opinion, or that would, like the rest of us, think, what the fuck? So there's two issues here, you know?
Exactly.
You're looking at, oh my God, the SABC tweeted that and thinks the same as the rest of us. And look what happens.
But the voice, you know, this is why I love this Cliff Central thing that we're doing, okay? Because we can actually say what we want to.
Yes.
Okay, and we say what people are thinking.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of these guys are so hamstrung by rules, regulation, SABC, code of conduct, all that nonsense, which is a form of, I don't know, you know, kind of telling us what we can hear and what we can say.
Exactly. It proves it exactly
And here is it. This is why Cliff Central rocks, people.
Yeah.
Because we can say Okay, we can actually say, seriously, $4 billion on a plane? Come on, get real.
And we're allowed to have that opinion.
And we can have that. And it's okay, because in this country, you're allowed to have your own opinion. You shouldn't be muzzled because you happen to be tweeting from the wrong damn account.
Exactly.
All right, I think that was our rant for the day. Are we happy with that?
Yeah, okay, let's move on.
Should we move it on? Yeah. But you're right, download the app, people. If you want more unscripted, real news, real inflow, download the app.
And an F word every
once in a while. In fact, listen to this. This isn't going to be. Oh, I wonder if this will work. Okay. That's it. Huh?
What?
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
How's that for a lick,
boom.
People? Oh, boom. Nailed it. All right. The other cool thing that's making news is, did you see Facebook released their latest results?
Did they?
Quarter three results.
Yes.
Okay. And for all those people who said Facebook is dead, guess what? They're still kicking.
Yay.
Okay, they're still around for us. We were called old.
Old.
Do you remember that? Just remember now.
I was having a discussion yesterday thinking, should I give up Facebook and try Twitter properly?
No. The answer is
lazy.
No. So all those people who said we're old because we use Facebook, rubbish. Okay, Facebook is growing, it's cooking. A lot of great results that have come out from the infographic that they received. But the one thing that really caught my eye was 8 billion views of videos.
What?
Okay, so last quarter, their result was 4 billion video views, which I thought was incredible.
It's a lot.
You've doubled that within a quarter. Okay, so things are obviously happening. Okay, okay. Now little disclaimer here.
Mm.
I think they count a view every time, you know, the video auto plays. Okay, so it already starts to count it, but it's got to count more than 3 seconds, I believe. That's the number. Whereas YouTube counts the views more than 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so just to kind of put it into perspective.
But the videos on Facebook are usually much shorter anyway, aren't they?
Well, exactly. Yeah. They're nice, sweet, and to the point. Yeah. Now, I wanted to test it. So what I did was I put the same video. I used the Huawei P8 phone.
Right.
I shot some videos with that, and then I put it up onto YouTube. And I put the exact same video, no editing, no difference, the exact same video onto Facebook.
Okay.
The engagement on Facebook is so much more than YouTube.
Really?
Which I thought was fascinating.
Really?
And then the amount of people that actually had access to that, it was so much more. So I kind of see it as Facebook is your community.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put up something, somebody's going to want to watch it. Oh, look, Claire put something up.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to YouTube, which is somebody put this thing out there. Mm-hmm. Let me go check it out.
It's more of an effort.
Right?
God, we're lazy.
Wow. I think YouTube is boils down to advertising.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you can spend money promoting your videos, you'll get a lot of views.
Yes.
Whereas Facebook boils down to your community.
Yes.
And if your community is interactive with you, they're more chance going to engage with your video.
And so they're probably, they take your recommendation of a video, really, don't they?
Sure. I mean, yeah. if you put something up or like, oh, check, this is so cute, I'm more likely to push play.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Versus somebody saying in a tweet go check this out.
Good, yeah.
It's all about our community.
Yeah.
So how's it? I think that was amazing stats. I really, really dig it. Listen, they got 1.5 billion people,
wow,
okay, who use Facebook each month. Wow. Over 1 billion people use it every day. Okay, that's quite a number. 900 million people use WhatsApp each month.
Wow.
Okay, and obviously they own WhatsApp. 400 million people use Instagram.
Yes.
Which is, I believe.
Yes.
I think you're probably 300. No. but I still, that 8 billion people per day.
Mm.
Not per month, per day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Watch videos on Facebook.
That's crazy.
I think that's insane.
Did you see anything about their Messenger app by any chance?
700 million people use each month.
Wow, okay. That's a lot.
So I think Facebook's doing it right. So all those people who said it's disappearing, guess what? It's not. It's going to
get bigger. Old people. Get with the old people.
We know what we're doing, right? Okay, so anyway, the Huawei video I think has done really well.
Wow.
It's great exposure, and someone who's looking to understand what a feature is, it's a nice way of actually doing that. And then, speaking of Huawei,
yes,
we have got them in studio. They're coming in now. And we're going to chat about...
How did you manage that?
Ta-da!
Wow.
Okay, so we've got this whole... We want to understand what's happening in the country, because Huawei's making a big play. A lot of advertising, a lot of communities going on. People are walking into stores saying, can I have this Huawei device?
Yeah.
Now, that's a first, and that's great. It's nice to see that things are changing. So we're going to get them in studio. We're going to chat about everything to do with Huawei. And by the way, that's how you pronounce it, but they'll tell us more about that as well. And they also will tell us what's happening on the continent as far as mobile phones is concerned. So we'll be right back after this.
Talking Tech with the Techie Guy, Liron Segev, on cliffcentral.com.
Right, we are back after that. Well, we got Huawei in studio, and the reason I'm excited about Huawei, I've been using their products for many years, and I wanted to find out what's happening in the country and what's going on. The brand is kind of making immense play recently, so we want, better way to do it is to actually grab Nishal, who's the marketing manager for Huawei South Africa. How's it?
Hi, Leon. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Are you ready for all the impossible questions that we're about to ask you?
Well, let's go.
Let's fire away. He's also got Avashni here, who's checking us out to make sure that we're on track. Okay, these eyes are just looking at us, making sure we're talking the right stuff.
Yeah.
Right, so let's start off by, I was at the Huawei, the Mate S launch that happened recently, which was quite an event. And that's a new phone that's coming out into the country. So before we kind of talk specifically, Huawei's kind of vision, that was quite awesome, I must tell you. Okay, just some feedback. What is cool is just the way that the brand is kind of appealing to a very different audience and coming in strong. What are you guys finding is happening in the country?
So what we've been noticing and the trend has been like there's been a great shift from feature phones to smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess most of the other manufacturers have figured that out as well. And what we're actually trying to do is we're actually trying to bring down lower the cost of the smartphone as well to be much more affordable and get that smartphone into everybody's hands, so every person walk of life kind of thing.
But I mean, are we, you know, I mean, I know we're price sensitive. I mean, they're very price sensitive.
I mean,
you know,
how do you make it a budget thing? You know, how do you bring the cost down? That's
exactly the question. Is that, yes, it's all very well to say these things are much cheaper than a competitor, but stuff still costs money. I mean, a component still needs to be made.
Yeah.
I think the Claire's question is that what's the secret sauce?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I mean, we actually have partnerships with our partners as well. I mean, like the operators and so on as well. So we work together to try and get to a certain price point. And definitely looking at the market and what the consumer actually needs and how we'd actually want them to get to that. So we work a lot in the background to try and get the prices down. Yep. So that's basically.
So then what is your sort of ethos behind it? So what is the company ethos for South Africa specifically?
So basically, I mean, South Africa is a key market, right? And it's a key market globally and also for competitors as well. It's positioned as a growth market for smartphones. And the adoption rate of smartphones over the last 3 or 4 years has been quite phenomenal.
Mm.
If you're looking at it at the moment, it's kind of a split between 50% smartphones and 50% feature phones. And we expect, or I expect over the next year, that'll actually change to 60-40%.
Okay.
So 60% on feature. Smartphone growth.
So, but I mean, is it Africa? Is it South Africa?
That's specifically South Africa. Yeah.
Okay. And is the same stats apply in Africa as well?
Yes.
Are people moving away from the feature?
Yes, very much so. I mean, if you look at countries like Kenya and Tanzania, their growth or adoption actually to smartphones is actually quite, it's probably a little bit more than South Africa. It's coming through with the price point of the device and making it much more affordable for the average user or the everyday guy.
Okay. Are you finding, I mean, in the past, I know that a lot of the kind of smartphone kind of manufacturers had these devices out there and people were walking around with them devices, but were you still using them as a feature phone because data was so expensive?
Yeah.
So you walked around with the latest and greatest phone because you wanted to show that, hey, look, I can afford this, but you were still SMSing and you were still making calls. You weren't using the data unless you were in a Wi-Fi. Data is still a killer for us.
That's true. I mean, yes, data is very expensive in SA. I mean,
it is coming down. I mean, it definitely is. Yeah. We can see with fiber to the home, you know, everything is coming down. The mobile operators are able to take kind of that expensive data and offload off their network quite quickly back into, you know, your traditional networks. So it is happening. But I suppose what I'm trying to find out is where are we going? Are we going towards smart? Will feature just disappear at a point in time?
I believe so. I think feature phones are kind of running on their last kind of legs. So I believe maybe in the next few years, we'll see that it'll be a complete adoption to smartphones. I do believe there's still a very small place for feature phones.
Mm.
Definitely because certain people don't really need a smartphone.
Yeah.
My parents, for example, right? They give them anything that's a full-screen device and they don't want
happy.
Want buttons, so yeah.
Okay, but I mean, that generation is changing, clearly. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the kids these days, you don't have to teach them how to use it. The 2-year-olds are delighted to download something from the App Store and scroll away. And I actually saw something that was very cute where they took a magazine and they said, it's stuck. Because they couldn't turn the page, okay? Because they were used to swiping, and by swiping, you don't turn the page.
Oh, shame.
So, I mean, he was one, okay? just under two.
That's so cute.
But it's a mindset. It's we want now. We want information now at our fingertips. People are listening to this kind of either streaming it live or they're podcasting it, and they'll listen to it later. But we want at a touch of a button. I want to be able to get something. And I suppose feature phones are not going to give you that. We're going, has to be the smartphone kind of direction, right?
That's true, yeah.
So how is, like, South Africa faring? You know, how's Huawei doing in South Africa?
We've been doing pretty well, I guess. Our growth is month on month.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually show quite a good growth. I mean, with the introduction of some of our latest smartphones, I mean, with the P8, which we've launched in July, and the P8 Lite, those devices have actually taken off quite well for us.
Why?
I mean, just, again, it comes down to the pricing and the positioning of the device as well. And, of course, the feature set of the device. I mean, if you're looking at the P8 Lite, for example, it's at a really good price point. Right, so you can get it at probably about a 199 rand package.
Contract. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's good. And you're getting a octa-core processor, 5.5 inch
screen,
display.
Wow. Okay.
So on. So it's really powerful as well. And 30 megapixel and a 5 megapixel camera on the device itself.
Mm.
Coming at that sweet price point as well.
Yeah.
And the cameras seem to be kind of the thing. I mean, I put another poll out saying kind of, what do you prefer, a great camera? You know, what are your features? A great camera versus a great battery, which one would you sacrifice? Because everyone wants a great camera and a great battery.
Yeah.
Mm. Battery trumps camera, obviously, because a wonderful camera that you can't use because the phone's dead doesn't really help you.
Yeah.
True.
But like a lot of your phones, and one of the features I really enjoy with the Huawei devices is your power management.
Yeah.
It actually pops up and says, hey, hello, the following 12 apps are straining your batteries. Are you sure you need to have them open?
Yeah. That's impressive.
And then you just press one button and then out it goes.
Mm.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Especially when you're looking at the African kind of market where you don't have the ability to sit next to a power plug for 6 hours to charge your phone every time. So a lot of the guys who commute into work from out of town will charge it at home. And then the next thing they're going to charge it is kind of when they arrive at your place of work.
Yeah.
And then they'll charge it on the way back. But there isn't any other option in between. So a quick charger and long-lasting battery is quite a thing.
Yeah,
definitely. I think the battery life on smart devices will evolve, and I mean, for our devices as well, they are pretty strong, or relatively strong compared to certain competitors as well. And that's one of the features that guys actually want. I mean, if you have a smartphone, having a good battery life is key.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, the Mate, not the Mate S, the Mate 7.
Yeah,
you cannot drain that battery. It doesn't matter what you do,
really?
It just goes on. And it's a phablet kind of size device, so you think that's really going to die quite quickly.
Mm.
I flew with that and watched movies on it. It just wouldn't die.
Yeah,
it was great.
Were you trying to kill it?
I actually was, because I wanted to see a battery test to see how long will it take, and it just wouldn't get to zero.
Fantastic.
Which is quite a good problem to have, by the way.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that device as well, I mean, it's kind of position for the businessman,
right?
And with the 6-inch display and so on. I mean, as a businessman, someone that's on the go all the time, to have productivity, that level of productivity, you want a large battery, and that battery can get you 2 days of full usage as well.
Okay, that's a great question, because Marcus tweeted us saying, "Can you truly run the business from a device?"
Yes, you can. I mean, You can definitely run your business from the device. I mean, you get email on it now. You can get your corporate email on it. This, in certain instances, you can actually have a VPN directly onto your internal network as well. Editing documents, it's so much easier now than compared to...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
careful when you're running Twitter accounts.
For obvious reasons.
Let's just be careful when you're running
segment one of podcast.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, with a nice size screen, is that you can actually do a spreadsheet.
Mm. Yes.
You can, instead of scrolling down, scrolling left, scrolling right, because you're trying to work out which figure ties up to what.
Mm.
So the device does give you that functionality. And then it's powerful enough. So you can take your picture, you can send it through to your architect to say, make this change, do whatever you need to do, and work from wherever you happen to be. Is mobile workforce, you think, quite a trend that we're looking at?
I think it's kind of getting there. Mm-hmm. I believe that lots of companies are allowing the guys to, you know, work from home, work on the go. And again, that's where you need that smartphone to actually enable you to actually work from home.
Well, work from home, work from anywhere that has a pocket.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But again, that's why battery is critical. Because, you know, you can turn off a lot of these nice-to-have features, but a battery is just a battery. You just need to have that 100%. To have that working. All right. So if you've got any questions, please feel free to tweet us. So at cliffcentral.com. Otherwise, the WeChat ID is cliffcentral. You can send a message to us on screen. We'll read it out. We'll make you famous. Claire, what is your Twitter handle?
It's Claire Petra, at Claire Petra, CLAREPETRA.
Otherwise, it's me, at Leron_SEGV. Have you guys got a Twitter account? I'm sure you do. Someone must be running it. The Huawei ZA account?
Yes, it's a Huawei Devices SA.
Okay, and somebody's managing that account, we're hoping, right?
Yes.
All right, so any questions, we'll answer them straight after this.
I've just landed a big Pan-African contract, but setting up new ICT infrastructure isn't as easy as it is in South Africa. How can I give my other offices the same capabilities?
You need MTN Business Cloud, powered by Microsoft technology. Our hybrid cloud solution offers on-demand computing resources, reduced infrastructure costs, and service across our global MPLS network covering 23 countries. Isn't it time you found out about the cloud solution built to build African businesses? Welcome to the new world of business.
Right, so we're back on Talking Tech on cliffcentral.com, and in studio we have got Claire, who's going to be helping us out, Talking Tech, making things all sexy and cool.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey. Okay, and then we got Nichelle, who's the Product Marketing Manager for Huawei South Africa. Okay, and we're just talking about what's happening in the African continent and happening in South Africa as far as Huawei is concerned. And people are quite interested. People are asking us a whole bunch of questions. And I think the big one that's coming out is what's happening as far as Africa is concerned. What is the play? What's going on?
Okay, so, I mean, with regards to Africa and, well, South Africa as well, I mean, smartphones are actually getting so much of visibility at the moment, and they're so easily accessible. And again, I hate to say it again, but they're down to such affordable price points that the penetration for South Africa and Africa is actually growing, and the growth is going to be phenomenal over the next few years, definitely. Huawei itself, I think our growth has been pretty good in SA and countries like Kenya and Tanzania, really showing good growth over the last 2 years or so.
But I must say, I think the marketing play is working. I was at one of the cell phone shops and just kind of browsing it for some accessories. And the first time I actually heard someone walking and saying, I want the Huawei P8 by name, as opposed to show me what latest smartphone you've got. And as much as a salesperson was trying to convince them to go elsewhere, because clearly they were getting a better rebate somewhere else, they were insistent. They said, mm-hmm. I've done the research. Yeah. I have read about, I've gone to every blog that's available. I've seen the reviews. Do not sway me for anything. I'm not spending that kind of money for nothing.
Yeah.
And again, the price is obviously quite a thing. And if you think about why pay basically double, or you know, a little less than double, when you can get the exact same functionality, great feature set, and take that money and go on to Mauritius for a week.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
You know, I mean, when you look at it that way, yeah. So it's hard to kind of to justify it.
Yeah.
But the key here, and I think the key messaging is that we're not getting an inferior device.
Yeah. Okay?
And I think a lot of the old kind of thinking still is, or up until a certain point, was, well, if it's cheaper, it must be rubbish.
Yep.
Therefore, I'm not going to go for it. But that's changed. I mean, the marketing spend clearly is working.
Definitely. I mean, from one of our marketing strategies is definitely to get the consumer to actually know about the brand and actually feel very comfortable with us. I mean, mm-hmm. you can see it when we've launched the P8. We've had quite a massive marketing campaign with that. Mm-hmm. And we want the consumer to believe that, you know, this is a premium device. And it is a premium device. I mean, mm-hmm. you've used it yourself.
Absolutely.
And getting them to have that mindset of, you know, this is now a Huawei device at this price point, but I'm still getting that premium quality. Mm. And it's exactly what we've actually tried to achieve.
But the thing I've noticed about it is the design. It just looks sleek and pretty. I don't want to say pretty, but it looks sleek and
not
it looks
pink.
Cool. And yeah. No, they are pink ones.
No, they are pink ones.
No, and it's just so, you know, it looks as good as any other smartphone would. Yeah. You know, you're not compromising on the look and feel of it either.
Look, I mean, in the past, you know this as well. In the past, kind of their mentality was someone goes to China, they buy a container full of crap, okay, which says the word cell phone on it.
Yeah.
They bring it to Africa and we'll just accept it.
Yeah.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, as I mentioned, I mean, we actually number 3 smartphone manufacturer in the world.
Wow.
Behind Apple and Samsung. And this is like what we want to achieve is actually be number 1. And with the quality of the devices that we have and the features that we can actually put into the devices, I believe we'll probably be there in a few years.
So what is your biggest market? Which country would you say is the biggest market?
Definitely China.
China, yeah, of course.
Definitely China. But South Africa is up there as well. Mm. Some Middle East countries as well. And Africa. Yeah. I mean, there's a big focus from Huawei HQ on Africa itself. Okay. And as I mentioned, I mean, South Africa is a growth market. And the potential, is really good. I mean, if you look at some of our competitors and their growth over the last few years, I mean, it's been absolutely phenomenal.
And when you initially started, what was the push like? Was there a big uptake, or, you know, when Huawei came into South Africa first?
So, I'm not too sure. I mean, I've just recently joined the company.
Oh,
but
okay.
Huawei have been here for about 6 or 7 years.
Mm.
And prior to 2012 or 2013, we actually used to do feature phones as well. And then there was a business decision where we've decided, you know what, the feature phone market is kind of dying off now.
Mm.
Let's concentrate on the smartphones. And that's exactly what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, look, but I mean, it takes 3 years in this country to build trust.
Yeah.
If you look at kind of other car brands as well, which have come in from overseas, Hyundai at the beginning, nobody wanted to touch it.
Yeah.
But now you can't get one for love or money.
No.
Everybody wants it. You know, Tata as well. I think a whole bunch of them. It takes 3 years. As we're still very sensitive about our price. We keep on going back to that. If I'm going to lay out this money, I want to know there's a service. I want to know there's someone who will look after me. I want to know that if I have a problem with my device, nobody's going to say, tick it in a box, stick it off to China, and you'll get it in 6 weeks' time.
Mm.
Okay. And I think you've proven that. I think, tell me about this kind of the guarantee care thing.
So it's called Huawei Select, and it's available on our two high-end devices. So the P8 and now most recently with the Mate S.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And what is it?
Okay, so it allows the consumer to actually have a bit of peace of mind on the device itself. I mean, if you're going to pay a lot for a cell phone, you expect to have, you know, you don't want to be like super careful with it and make sure that, you know, treat it like a baby.
Oh yeah, the tears come when you drop it on the floor.
It's a heart stopping moment when you go, oh, I don't want to look. I don't want to look.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we're offering either two free screen replacements or two board replacements on these devices.
Wow.
Or one screen and one board replacement. Mm. So on the device. So it kind of covers you for water damage and basically breaking
or
cracking
your
screen.
So do you choose that when you initially take out?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's like if you would have to break your device, break your screen at the moment, you take it into where you got it from, and within 48 hours, you'd get the device
that's fantastic.
Back.
And it doesn't cost anything extra.
It does not cost anything.
Okay, but again, it's that besides the peace of mind that it gives, it also gives you the peace of mind saying that you stand by the product.
And that's
you know, that's very important, because a lot of the business people who are walking around with these devices rely on it for their business.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to be without a device for, you know, 5-6 weeks whilst we investigating.
Correct. Yes, okay. That's true.
And you know, the other famous thing, if you leave house, you take your cell phone, wallets, and keys. If you leave any of those, you go back for it.
Yeah.
Because that's the world that we're living in. The world is connectivity. The world is at your fingertips, and you want to be able to have access to all your information wherever you happen to be. So I think it's quite important, the fact that you do cover that. But it's important because you're giving the message saying, we ain't going away. A question has come from Angie, who's sent on Twitter to say, why so many new devices? Because as we get the P7, the P8 comes out, I'm assuming it's the P9 and the P10 and the P12. And so why do we need so many new devices?
Well, okay, from a Huawei perspective, right, we're quite a consumer-centric, consumer-focused company. Technology is changing and evolving at such a rapid pace. I mean, with the new innovations and so on, we try and get that into our smartphones as quick as possible.
Right.
So hence, that is why there are so many devices. And you have a range of different devices. I mean, again, you've got like the P series, which is premium, and you have your Mate series, which is your business devices, and you've got G, which is your affordable phablet devices, and then the Y series, which is the youth. So we try and get and hit each consumer, which specifically each consumer has a need, right?
Mm.
So it could be a business need, man. So you need a business device, which we have the Mate 7 and the Mate S.
But I think what I'm finding is that yet even in your kind of your lower end, so to speak, phones, you're still getting quality. I know I've got the G510. Sorry, I say I have. My daughter has the G510. She took it. Don't ask. She took it, installed the SIM card, and just took over it.
It's hers.
And she's still got it.
Yep.
And she's had it for years. And she will not let that thing go. I'm trying to bribe her to go. She loves it. And I said to go to the P6. You know, P6, you know, the all adult gets the P7, and then I'm going for the Mate S kind of idea. She just doesn't want to know.
Wow.
She really enjoys it.
Wow.
But that's the whole thing, is that you're still getting decent stuff it doesn't matter which price points you're at. Also, a lot of the innovation is coming out maybe on your high end now, but then your next iteration, it will literally, it will come down to your next device, as you get bigger and better at it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for example, I mean, we launched fingerprint technology on our Mate 7, which is our high-end device flagship for the beginning of this year. And we've got the replacement for the G7, which will be available early next year in the market. And we've actually put the fingerprint sensor into that device. So we're actually moving that technology down to the, as you mentioned, to the lower iterations of the devices and making it easily accessible. I mean, you don't have to be a businessman driving this Porsche where to afford a device with the fingerprint security. That's kind of our thinking.
Okay, so I'm listening to the two of you talk about P's and S's and cha-cha-cha. So if somebody wanted to go in and get one and get a Huawei phone, how do you recommend they would go about? What do the, you know?
Oh, nice question.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Well, I'm thinking about going and getting one. And I'm thinking, like, what do I need answered? How do you go about choosing from all these devices?
I get, that's totally up to you, right? I mean,
oh, thanks. Throw it back at me.
What is your, you got to look at your needs, right? What are you going to use the phone for? So if you're going to use it for being, you know, quite social and so on, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, any of our devices can actually do that, right?
Okay.
But if you need a good camera, so you wanna share that, then you can look at the P8 Lite, for example.
Okay.
And if your pocket is warrants it, you can look at the higher devices, P8 and so on.
So you'd recommend do your research on it if you want something, you know. Okay.
I mean, we get these questions asked, 20 times a day. What phone should I get? And everyone's different.
Yeah.
Definitely.
People have got different needs.
And some of us are product loyal. Well, some of us prefer a product over another.
Completely. Mm. A lot of people are blindly just get the next device, regardless of what it does or doesn't do. But a lot of people, it's what do you need it for?
Yeah.
Do you talk a lot or do you do things with your fingers and your eyes? I mean, because depending on what you do, different phones will have a different appeal to you.
How would you choose, Leroy?
Exactly that. I would, for myself, don't make lots of phone calls. And to me, it's about the screen and about the camera and the battery.
Mm.
So I want to make sure that a decent sized battery. I don't want to walk around with power banks.
I like how the battery was the last one.
Well, it's the most important. But it's the most important, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay.
But it's one of those things that because I do a lot of typing and I look at the screen a lot, a battery that holds it must be able to do it.
Mm.
The devices which are amazing but are dead by 12 o'clock. What I do with it
helps nothing,
you know. And I'll tell you, and you see this exactly when you travel to a lot of the international conventions, where at the beginning all these conventions have got these places to charge your phones, and in the morning they're all empty, and by kind of 12 o'clock you can't find one for love or money. But those people that have a decent brand still walk around with their phones perfectly charged and able to still tweet and take pictures, right? So I suppose everybody's different. People who are into music might want one brand because it synchronizes their music across all the other devices.
Yeah.
But I think with Huawei specifically, I think you're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my message way back when I first started looking at the brand and said, 3 years, people, it's going to eat everybody's lunch. Because that's what's happening, is that you're getting a lot for your money.
But
you're not compromising.
Like there's options as well. You have a choice. You're not stuck with one version of the same.
And that's what's nice, is that what appeals to my one daughter might not appeal to me or might not appeal to you.
Totally.
But you have the option all within the same brand.
I think your daughter and I would probably have the same preferences.
If I watched your Instagram and her Instagram, I'm a bit worried there. Okay, just saying. All right, fine. And then kind of finally, what can we expect? I mean, I'm obviously not going to share your deep dark secrets and those factories are still pumping new versions out. What can we expect? I mean, Mate S is coming out now. Is it out already?
It's available at the moment.
And then the P8 is obviously out.
Yep. Out for a few months.
But, well, then we got the tablet as well.
For Christmas shopping.
We do have the tablet. So we've got the M2 MediaPad, which is an 8-inch device, and really it's our most premium tablet that we've actually brought out. One of the great things about that is we're actually offering the Huawei Select on that. So again, what happens to most tablets? The screen breaks, right? So we're offering one free screen replacement. For the lifetime of the warranty of the device, which is 2 years.
Okay.
That device will be available by the end of the month from Dion Wired.
Okay, so it's coming out.
Yeah.
So Christmas shopping, any stocking fillers. just saying, okay. Putting it out there.
It's just a suggestion.
But it's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying. All right, so good stuff, more stuff coming out. Obviously, we're expecting big things. Is Culture Club still happening?
So Culture Club has kind of fallen away, although we do still sponsor quite a few events.
Okay.
Wait, what's Culture Club?
Oh, it was like epic parties. I mean, allegedly. I hear by the kids.
So the point of Culture Club was again to address the youth of the nation, right? So try and get them, you know, to understand that Huawei is not just like, okay, top premium brand and so on, businessman kind of orientated, but we're everywhere. And as you mentioned, we have devices for everyone. And so we sponsored quite a few events as well. I think it was the Ultra Music Festival, and then Rockin' the Daisies, and a few others.
Well, the year-end stuff as well.
Yeah, One Republic as well. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
So something else happening replacing that? Are you still looking at youth?
So at the moment, I can't mention anything. There is
so close. I tried.
Something's happening.
It's cooking, right?
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Definitely. Early parts of January, we'll should have an announcement out there.
Oh, you heard it here, folks. People, make a note. Okay, fine. Yeah, can we let him go now? I think we've unlocked it enough.
Shame.
Really.
His voice is getting a bit hoarse.
Yeah, all right. I think you've done your bit. All right, thank you very much for joining us. Okay, I think that's very cool because it gives a lot of people a voice as well. An idea that this brand is here, ain't going away.
No need to be shy about it.
Exactly.
Don't have a look.
It is, if you pick it up, and I think the most important thing is go into the shop.
Experience the device.
Leave the salesperson to do their thing. Pick up the unit, not the dummy unit. Okay. So key messaging here. You go to these shops and they give you one of those dummy devices, which are basically don't do anything. They just look and feel like the device, but you can't push anything. Nothing happens. Ask for the real units. Mm-hmm. Put two or three of them next to each other and play with them. And don't take 5 minutes. You're making a 10 grand decision, 8 grand decision. People go, oh, look, I can click the button and it calls. Okay, I'll buy this one.
Yeah.
Whoa, easy target. You have to live with this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Take your time. And I think that's absolutely critical with this. And go into the, ask for the Huawei phone. Ask for the P8. Pick it up because as soon as you touch that phone, you'll be going, oh, I didn't realize.
Mm.
And then that's the message you want to get out there.
Yeah.
You want to be able to touch and feel these phones and go, wow, I didn't realize it can do it. It's this. Okay. And then finally, it is Huawei, people. Okay. Not Huawei, who we are. None of that other nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Jay something did a thing. It's Huawei. So watch the press for more of pronunciation. I think that's coming too as well. All right, so thank you very much for that. Thank you for popping in.
Thanks,
talking to us. And then Claire, thank you as always fun having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Always good. So getting a hold of Claire, he can be done via the following Twitter account
at Claire Petra, ClarePetra.
Okay, otherwise get a hold of me at Liron_SEGEV or get a hold of me on the blog. It's thetechieguy.com or the YouTube channel, which I've got lots of Huawei stuff happening. And you can actually go check out the director mode on the P8 is incredible. I've got to get that in quickly before time runs out, which is basically allows you to take three other phones. Doesn't all necessarily have to be the same brand, the same Huawei brand. It can be Android phones.
What?
You can link them up together. And as the Huawei on the P8 director mode, you can control what each camera can see.
Oh, and flip, that's cool.
Touching one button, you can see what they're up to.
That's
so you
very
can
cool.
get very cool. I did a very cool Halloween little video of what the kids got up to, which was quite funky. So you can check that out on the blog and on the YouTube channel.
Awesome.
Otherwise, amazing stuff. More stuff on tech next week. Thank you for tuning in. And this has been Talking Tech. So I've got to read this because it's MTN Business sponsors Talking Tech. What do you need to do just about more than anything in today's business world? Is you need to protect your data. Well, MTN Business has the solution, something that can look after your bottom line, grow your top line, and safeguard your data. That's MTN Business Cloud. MTN Business Cloud has been created to build African businesses and is powered by the world's leading cloud solution from Microsoft. Big and small businesses can benefit from true hybrid cloud solution, leveraging MTN's global network. For more information, email sales at mtnbusiness.co.za or visit mtnbusiness.co.za. That's sales at mtnbusiness.co.za or go directly to the website mtnbusiness.co.za. Welcome to the new world of business.
This is CliffCentral.com.